for years now they've been leaking those commercials early, which makes sense from a business perspective. You want more eyes on it, so they would want to leak them and get everybody watching them ahead of time. But it's like the added excitement when you see it on Super Bowl Sunday. So I don't know. It's I went to bed at 9:30 like I wanted to, and I don't know that I watched 3 minutes of it. It was fantastic. I just lived my life and didn't get wrapped up in it. Plus, I wasn't invested in either one of those teams if I would have wanted to be. I guess the only way I would watch it at this point or be invested in it is if I knew somebody playing in it or the Lions were playing in it. And I don't know how invested I'd be even if the Lions were playing.
Well, there were some Michigan and Michigan State football players on the team for Seattle, so that's a little bit of a home thing. The referee, like I said, was originally from Detroit, Michigan, and Mike Tirico, the broadcaster, mentioned that at the beginning because Mike Tirico lives in the Ann Arbor area. But, yeah, that was about it. But, yeah, the interest of the Super Bowl for me is not what it used to be. I prefer college football, college basketball versus pro on those two fronts. And the neighborhood where my little lady lives threw a party, and everybody brought like potluck and things like that. So I cooked up some chili and some spaghetti sauces and stuff like that. So. Yeah, so I put my cooking skills to the test because I don't use them as much as I used to. And as far as I know, nobody's been in the hospital yet for food poisoning. So I guess I did good.